Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Jim. So let's touch on some of the things going on. First of all, with the Vikings injury report, Carson Wentz, J.J. McCarthy, status quo as Wentz was a full participant on Wednesday and Thursday. McCarthy was limited. Your thoughts on the Vikings injury report?
Yeah, Wentz is going to start. McCarthy, the question is, will McCarthy be the backup or will he be the third quarterback because he's not quite ready to play in a game? I would guess at the moment he's probably going to be the third quarterback, but that maybe he can rise to the second by the end of the week. Darisaw with a scheduled day off, nothing to see there. Grenard shows up in the injury report as limited with a hamstring. That's something to keep an eye on. I would expect him to play, but he's had to take on a lot. Without Cashman and Van Ginkel in there, he's probably facing more double teams, and he has not been as explosive as he was last year, so he's a guy to keep an eye on. O'Neal limited. I think he'll play, but that's something to watch. Jackson was a full participant, which is good. Cashman, full participant, which was good. So they are, and Van Ginkel, maybe the best news on the other than Cashman being all the way back, is that Van Ginkel is practicing again. He's limited, but that neck injury was really starting to cause some concern. The fact that he's on the practice field is probably a good sign long term.
Jim, if the Vikings are faced with having to stop the tush push, can they do it?
No, I just don't. It's based on a legal play run by a team perfectly built to do it. Honestly, the only thing that can stop the tush push is rules. In season, if they call it when the guards kind of get a sneaky lean forward before the actual snap, they do cheat when they do it. So if officials start calling that, that could stop it. And then in the offseason, if they finally just say it's a rugby play and I don't know why we're doing it, then that would stop it. But are the Vikings going to line up and stop it? About 2% chance of stopping it.
Jim, why do you think Saquon Barkley has not been as effective this year as he was last year?
Most running back, we saw Adrian Peterson kind of act like a superhuman. He would have a huge year and come back or come off an injury and come back and just look 100% the next year. But it just doesn't happen very often. Usually when a running back has the kind of season Barkley had, and Barkley not only had an incredibly spectacular year, it was backloaded. He was at his best middle season, late season, postseason, and he got a million touches, and he took a million hits. And this is just kind of the human body saying, I can't do that again. And also, I think their offensive line isn't quite as good, and also their passing game hasn't been making people pay when they do load up on Saquon. So there are a lot of things going on, but the main thing is Saquon Barkley just isn't quite as explosive as he was last year.
As far as Philadelphia's passing game, it seems like they've been throwing a lot to the tight end Dallas Goedert, more so than A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith. Your thoughts on that?
Well, they also missed some big plays. There's one play, I can't remember which game, A.J. Brown was wide open past the safety, and he slowed down, and Hurts threw a ball that should have been a long touchdown pass and ends up being incomplete. Against the Giants, Devonta Smith wide open for a touchdown. Hurts just missed him. Another play, Devonta Smith wide open for a long touchdown, middle of the field. Hurts throws the out. If you look at all the breakdowns of what Hurts is doing right now by the experts, he looks tentative. He's kind of waiting for people to get open and then throwing it rather than ripping it. He's missing some wide open receivers. He just doesn't look confident in the passing game right now or in himself. Which is amazing. This guy has won a Super Bowl and played well enough to win another Super Bowl. If Patrick Mahomes doesn't make some crazy scramble play, we're talking about Jalen Hurts' two Super Bowl championships at a relatively young age. He just doesn't look – nothing about that offense looks right now.
What do you think about the Viking offense against the Eagle defense?
Well, the Eagles are getting Quinion Mitchell back, one of their best corners. So it is a very talented defense. Kind of like the offense is very talented. We know how good it is. They have not played up to their capabilities yet. Really, the Vikings have to just hope that the Eagles aren't going to figure it out this week. Because eventually, I am guessing they're going to figure it out, but they haven't figured it out yet. The defense is still very good. And good thing for the Vikings is now with Addison back, they have a full complement of skill position players. Yeah, they're missing Aaron Jones, but Jordan Mason should be able to play that position well. Wentz is getting the ball out quickly. So I think they have a fighting chance.
Jim, last night the Bengals were able to defeat the Steelers 33-31. A lot of offense. Joe Flacco, 342 yards passing, three touchdowns. Aaron Rodgers in the loss, four TDs, and he had two interceptions. Your thoughts on the Bengals beating the Steelers?
Yeah, quite a game. Mike Tomlin's like now like 2-10 on Thursday night games or something like that. And I think he's winless in Thursday night road games against division opponents, something like that. It's a bizarre stat for a coach of his caliber. But Flacco was fantastic. And he got the ball out quickly. He got the ball to Jamar Chase. Jamar Chase with 16 catches, and that includes a couple of drops. He could add more. He could add like 18 catches, 16 catches. He also got the ball to T. Higgins. He got the ball to his tight ends. Flacco looks great. And it is amazing that the Browns were willing to trade him to a division rival. But Flacco looked great. I thought Aaron Rodgers played really well. The interceptions, you know, one was probably a bit of a missed throw, but it was a great defensive play. The other one, you know, a corner just took the ball right out of DK Metcalf's hand, so I'm not going to really ding Rodgers. I thought Rodgers played great. And the Steelers defense just could not stop Joe Flacco, which is not a sentence I thought I'd hear anybody say this year.
The Blue Jays beat the Mariners 4-2 in game four of the ALCS, so that series is tied at two. The Dodgers are up 3-0 over the Brewers' chance to close them out tonight. Your thoughts on the ALCS and the NLCS?
Yeah, not a great day of baseball yesterday. The Brewers just are not hitting. The Dodgers' starting pitching has been absolutely dominant. Glasnow was fantastic. It was really good yesterday. Mizorowski was fantastic. He also got to throw up that 104-mile-an-hour fastball at a time when the shadows were crossing the plate. I hate that baseball decides its championships at times of day that make hitting almost impossible, but Mizorowski probably would have been unhittable anyway. I thought that he was the highlight of the day, even though he pitched for a team that lost its game. Yeah, Jays, hey, David Popkins, former Twins hitting coach, he has that team rolling right now. The Jays look very dangerous. That series is tied, and the the Dodgers just look like they're in a different class than the Brewers right now.
Jim, the Timberwolves lose a preseason game 126-120 against Chicago. Some interesting notes is Anthony Edwards played 30 minutes, had 25 points. Terrence Shannon Jr., 14 points, 7 assists, led the team in assists. Rob Dillingham had 13 points. He had 5 assists. Your thoughts on the Wolves game against the Bulls?
I thought Edwards and Randall looked really good. I thought the starters played offensively very well together. A lot of really good ball movement. Shannon, I thought, looked really good. Shannon kind of fell off in the fourth quarter. It's like when they started playing odd lineups or, you know, players who probably aren't going to play a lot of minutes this year together in the fourth quarter, that this team didn't play very well. Dillingham was really up and down again. He had nice shots, nice moments. He also had shots, times where he took the ball in too deep and got a shot blocked, forced shots. He just does not look quite there yet. Baron Jay, he just, you know, wasn't his best game, but you just watch him and you see he has such good feet. He has such a good athletic body for somebody his size at his age. He doesn't have to grow into his body. He's really already got a really good build, moves well, contests shots. He looks really, he's not there yet, but he looks really good.
Yeah, 7 rebounds in 12 minutes and a block shot. And that's pretty much his job, right? His rebound and block shots.
Yep, and contest, and also score inside. And he had I think a couple putbacks, and he had one play where he basically got thrown to the ground and smacked in the face, and Finch argued for a flagrant, and he ended up getting the flagrant.
Jim, the Gopher men's basketball team, they beat North Dakota State 80-54. They pulled away in the second half. Cade Tyson, big game, 28 points. He was 6-9 from 3-point range. Any takeaways from that exhibition game?
Yeah, he's interesting. He played at Belmont. He's had a nice career going at Belmont. He goes to North Carolina, becomes a bench player. Now he transfers to the Gophers for his senior year. He's 6'7". He can shoot it. He's athletic. In North Dakota State, I know North Dakota State isn't a Division I powerhouse, but they have a basketball program. You know, they're not a just complete pushover, and the Gophers handled them very well. You got four get Isaac and four veteran transfers in the starting lineup, and they're going to need some guys like this to really produce, and that's a good sign that he could dominate a lesser opponent.
Jim, the Gopher football team, they got Nebraska at home tonight. Certainly this is a tougher opponent than what they had last week. They were able to escape with a win against Purdue. What do they got to do tonight to have a chance to beat Nebraska?
Well, they need to get their running game going. Their running game has been terrible. They need to stop the run. Their run defense has been terrible. And they're up against a former Holy Angels star who's, I think, second in the Big Ten in rushing right now. So that's a major challenge. Raiola is a really talented quarterback who's completing about 73% of his passes. So they need to defend the pass very well. This is a tough matchup. Nebraska's good. And the Gophers have to just play better than they have all season to win this game.
As you know, you mentioned the running game. Offensive line, defensive backs, are those weaknesses that this team has to get better at?
Offensive line has not been as good as it usually is. They're not running the ball particularly well. Defensive line is not stopping the run. Front seven not stopping the run, I guess you'd say. But I kind of like the linebackers. I think it is the defensive front that isn't just standing up right now. Corners, I'm still not sure how good the corners are. Parrish is a really good player. I think the safeties have played well. So I think it's corners and defensive front that are the question marks for the defense at the moment.
One last one, Minnesota Wild. They have a couple of games this weekend at Washington tonight, and then they play at Philadelphia tomorrow. Any thoughts on the Wild?
Not really. It is interesting to see Bloom kind of get in the mix. He doesn't look like he's, speaking of growing to his body, I think, you know, sometimes you see him get bumped off the puck. He's just not that big a guy. He probably has some physical developing to do as he grows, as he matures. But you see the skills, you see the hands, you see the puck movement. It's all very nice that, you know, this team, they miss Zuccarello, but they're generally pretty healthy. So it's going to be the usual stuff. Can they finish? When they have scoring chances and where the, how good are the goalies?
All right, Jim, what do you got in your podcast?
Oh, Jeff Diamond's Vikings and NFL Insider up, talking about how he thinks this is a very important swing game on Sunday. We have our Don Mitchell show up with our interview with Leah B. Olson. I highly recommend that. John Krasinski show is up. Russo on hockey. Randy Shaver and Kevin Gorg on fantasy football, the Fantasy Huddle. Mark Rosen, Sports Monday, and everything's at TalkDork.com or on your favorite podcast app.
All right, Jim, have a good weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
Great, thanks, Jim.
That's Jim Suhan, Star Tribune sports columnist, joining us each weekday morning at this time. Follow him on Twitter at Suhan Strib. Check out his latest column in the Star Tribune or his podcasts at TalkNorth.com. Jim, once again today, is brought to you by the Green Mill in downtown St. Cloud. Next on WJON, it's World and National News from ABC, followed by local news.